It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday morning all across the state. This portion brought to you by Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate those challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you with thousands of members. They have experience no matter what you're trying to do. Check them out, michamber.com, michamber.com. That's michamber.com. We're talking with Dr. Stanley Ridgely. His new book is Brutal Minds, The Dark World of Left-Wing Brainwashing in Our Universities. In the book, you say universities are impervious to genuine reform. You say the university will not, cannot reform itself because of a bureaucratic monstrosity that has grown in power and influence. I ask, though, clearly, this left-wing brainwashing has not been around forever. There have been changes on college campuses despite that bureaucratic monstrosity. Is there a way to reverse course using some of the same tactics that have been used to get us to this place?
Well, yes, there are, but I should say that this university monstrosity I'm talking about, this bureaucratic monstrosity, is a recent change in this. I call it an iron triangle, where you have three groups: student affairs, education schools, and then off-campus professional organizations like the ACPA and NASPA, which greatly influence the education schools in the sense that they set the standards for these graduate programs. So you put this iron triangle in place, which grew up only in this the last two decades, and it makes it's self-reproducing. In the sense that it's a cycle of graduating these bureaucrats out, putting them into positions. They get reinforcement in these non-campus clubs, which then, again, set the standards for the education schools. So this is what is the major difference between what we've seen before, where you had the liberal-conservative binary, you know, outnumbering liberals outnumbering conservatives 6-1, according to Sam Abrams' most recent poll. In the bureaucracy, it's 12-1. That's the ratio, 12-1. And this is important because these bureaucrats have access to students 24/7, and they conduct what is called a co-curriculum, which is a fake curriculum that is run by fake professors, I should say fake faculty, fake courses, even a fake transcript that is offered by Rutgers and St. John's. And so this monstrosity, you say, it's the iron triangle or the Cerberus, the three-headed dog, as I call it. Mm-hmm. This is what makes the university so difficult to reform. So the tactics that you ask about, whereby I think we need to break the back of this iron triangle and disaggregate and separate the off-campus influences of these bureaucratic clubs that cater to student affairs. And that's the first step. But the major steps, I think, have to come from parents and students. And in the book, I give specific remedies, specific recommendations for actions that can be used to neutralize, emasculate these folks until they can be investigated and perhaps even removed from the campus for their activities.
Specifically, we talked about this in the last segment, but the student affairs. There's a quote. I was trying to find it here. Non-faculty foot soldiers of the university's rigid bureaucracy, student affairs. This goes to not just the in-classroom activities, not just the teaching, not just professors, correct, but the social reward structure put in place by student affairs. Come with us, protest this, be a part of this group, work against that. It is built into the structure, as you say, of the university bureaucracy.
That's exactly right. It's kind of a scourge, and it's metastasizing, and it's growing stronger year by year as more and more of these graduates of these kind of questionable programs, student affairs, advanced degrees, educational management, graduate and then move into these positions made just for them. And we see the growth of the bureaucracy, certainly at Stanford, where you have 15,000 bureaucrats attending 15,000 students. And you see the result of that with Kirsten Steinbach supporting student protesters against the visiting judge who was supposed to give a speech, and she instead supported the students and saw fit to lecture this distinguished judge. This person, Kirsten Steinbach, the person I'm sure the most everyone's familiar with, is a product. She's a student affairs product. She came out of, I investigated her, she came out of the educational pedigree that I'm talking about. It is a problem in the sense that students have they go to class, and they're only in class, say, with me for 4 hours a week. But if they live on the campuses, they're exposed to this messaging 24/7. The messaging is no accident. The message is grounded in social justice education and transformative education. When I say this, transformative education, that's the fairly new name. It was changed to transformative education in the 90s. It used to be called re-education. And this goes all the way back to the fellow who invented it or created it, Kurt Lewin. And he's the guy who designed the brainwash as it's used in communist China and has been used in communist China for many, many years. It's also used by American cults to attract students. And students are particularly vulnerable in their freshman year when they're going to these orientations.
Right.
And they are they're love bombed. That's a term from the Moonies. They're love bombed by these folks who give them a sense of unconditional acceptance and warmth designed to disarm their critical faculties, designed to make them more malleable, permeate their defenses. By the way, this is language that they use, not my language. I quote extensively from the brainwash manuals. And I was going to mention that you, Scott, could become a brainwasher if you so chose by simply picking up one of their manuals. Here's one, Teaching for Diversity and Social Justice, Chapter 4. It's by Marianne Adams, Leanne Bell, and Pat Griffin. And you, too, can learn how to brainwash students in a non-classroom, sometimes in a classroom, but in a non-classroom venue. It's kind of frightening. And if we do have time, I can quote a couple of sentences from the manual that tells you the kind of result that you'll achieve.
Unfortunately, we don't. We have only about 30 seconds left here. I want to make sure people hear again. This Dr. Stanley Ridgely, his book is available now, Brutal Minds, The Dark World of Left-Wing Brainwashing in Our Universities. Dr. Ridgely, thank you so much for the time today here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Brutal Minds, the new book from Dr. Stanley Ridgely. Time has flown by. We'll come back to wrap up this edition of The Steve Gruber Show next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Sketching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college.